History of Farmer Township. The Alpha Omega chapter of the Delta Kappa Gamma Society International, an honorary women educators group, in cooperation with the Martha Holden Jennings Foundation, presents a brief history of Fowler Township and its schools. Fowler Township, formerly known as Westfield, contained 16,500 acres. It was purchased from the Connecticut Land Company by Samuel Fowler of Westfield, Massachusetts, and sold to settlers under his direction. Abner Fowler, brother of Samuel, in consideration of services rendered in surveying the land, received 100 acres at the center of the township. The township was purchased by Mr. Fowler for less than 50 cents per acre. Fowler is the fifth township of the second range and is bounded on the north by Johnston, on the east by Hartford, and on the south by Vienna, on the west by Bezetta. Fowler Center, a neat and enterprising little village, is situated about 1 mile west of Fowler Station. Terrell Hill, a lively growing little place, is on the southern township line about 1 mile from the corner of Fowler and Hartford. The first settler to Fowler Township was Abner Fowler. The first cabin was built by him in the spring of 1799 and stood on the side of the public square, a little northeast of the crossroads. Mr. Fowler's wife died before he left Massachusetts, and he lived alone in his pioneer dwelling until other settlers arrived. The Fowlers were descendants of one of the oldest of New England families, several of them prominent both in affairs of the native state and of the nation. In 1806, seven families arrived from Connecticut after a journey of from 4 to 6 weeks. They settled in the southeast corner of the township in the vicinity of Terrell Hill in Terrell's Corners, so named for Elijah Terrell. There were Indians in the township of Fowler when the white men arrived, but there was nothing unusual about them either in their lives or in the way in which they treated the white men. A sawmill, grist mill, and machine shop were located at Terrell's Corners soon after the Connecticut settlers arrived, and this made the settlement a most important one, as many of the implements used by the pioneer farmers were manufactured here. The first store was also opened at Terrell's Corners by Elijah Barn, and the stores were later opened at McClurg and Fowler Center. The first frame house in Fowler was built in 1815 by James Fowler, son of Samuel Fowler, proprietor of the land of the township. The first trial was an action for stealing instituted against one Abijah Bolton by his brother-in-law. Bolton was convicted and sent to the penitentiary. The township had been remarkably free from crimes of a violent nature. The first schools in the township was opened in 1806 in Wakeman Silliman's cabin with Miss Esther Jennings, afterwards Mrs. Abner Fowler Jr., as teacher. This school was for the benefit of the children of recently arrived Connecticut settlers, and it was about 1814 before a township school was built. This school, located about a mile south of the center, was taught by Mrs. Polly Nichols. The previous winter, Newman Tucker had taught a school in the home of John Vaughn. And by 1921, Fowler schools were centralized, with H.J. Fensterwall being principal of the high school, Francis Houston as high school teacher, Madeline Clark, Merle Groves, Edna Bascom, and Alberta Cransley, grade school teachers. Mrs. Daisy Curry was instructor of music. In 1807, the Reverend Joseph Badger, noted pioneer missionary, visited the settlement and preached his first sermon. The Methodist Church was organized about 1815 by Reverend Alfred Bronson and consisted of himself and his wife, Abner Fowler and wife, Newman Tucker and wife, and Charles Tucker. These were all of the first members. Soon after, Reverend Joseph Davis, a local preacher, and his wife joined with seven members of the Barnes family. Their first church was a small frame building erected south of the center. The Disciples Church organization took place in the various homes of the new settlers, then in the warerooms near Mr. Clausen's store, and in the old carding mill property now owned by Mr. Alderman, which was used as a nail keg head factory. The Society built their church during the year of the Great Hailstorm in 1852. A.C. Williamson was the architect. The church was in a very prosperous condition in the year of 1921. However, by 1953, this 100-year-old building was condemned as unsafe and closed. Later was rebuilt. The Congregational Church was organized at an early date, although the exact time is not known. It did not progress, however, and was later bought by the Methodist Church in 1873. The United Brethren had an organization formed sometime around the year of 1840 in the western part of the township. Dr. Porter was probably the first practicing physician who settled in the township. He came to the center about 1819 from New York State. He practiced his profession a few years, then bought a farm 1.5 miles west of Fowler, where he lived the remainder of his days. Dr. Harry Beach came in 1826 and practiced medicine for 54 years. He then moved to Cortland and retired. Other physicians who served the Fowler Township area included Dr. W.A. Horton, Dr. Tinker, and Dr. Arthur Hold. One time in Fowler Center, the store and post office were both kept by Mr. E.E. Clausen, a blacksmith shop by Warren Boston, and another by Josiah Enos. A hotel was managed by John T. Trowbridge. Nail keg heads were manufactured by Louis Alderman on an extensive scale, and the cheese factory was operated by C.A. Campbell, who manufactured about 15 cheeses per day. Some of the other industries in Fowler Township in those days included a tin shop, horse-powered cider mill, apple-drying kiln, a brick kiln, and a casket factory. Historical sites in Fowler Township include the DeWitt home on Route 193 at Cadwaller Road and the small one-room schoolhouse which sits next to the house. Troy's Market, built in 1860 to 1865 period, located at Fowler Center, which has been serving as a store, doctor's office, and various forms of business for decades. The Craft House, located on Everett Cortland Hall Road, near Cortland Village limits, and dating back to 1825. The script was written by Jane Dilley and Mildred Mascunas. Narration by Gene Roberts. These programs were prepared by the Delta Kappa Gamma Society in cooperation with the Martha Holden Jennings Foundation to promote a better understanding of the townships of Trumbull County with a focus on early education and the role of the woman educator.